With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. The Supreme Court is blocking the full funding of SNAP food aid payments. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has more.
The High Court issued an emergency order that allows the Trump administration to only partially fund SNAP food aid payments amid the government shutdown. Justices temporarily blocked a lower court order to fully fund the food assistance for November. The administration had argued that a contingency fund didn't have enough money to fully fund SNAP. Federal food aid to tens of millions of Americans has been cut because of the ongoing shutdown. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The flight cuts at airports around the country are taking a toll on customers.
More than 1,000 flights were cut, but the airline stayed mostly on schedule. Karen Soika was supposed to be on one of the canceled flights out of Newark.
Talked to a few people here. They're saying, if I were you, I would not travel over the next 3 days. It's going to get worse.
There were last-minute cancellations and long security lines at 40 airports targeted for the slowdown. Gail Daly was trying to fly out of Denver. She's sick of the shutdown.
It's just a game back and forth of holding out who's going to get their way.
Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy says the number of canceled flights could double if the shutdown continues. I'm Ed Donahue.
An investigation continues at Joint Base Andrews just outside Washington, D.C. after delivery of a suspicious package with an unknown powder.
Seven people were briefly hospitalized after the package was opened. All those sickened have since been released from the hospital, and the specifics of the powder or the illnesses it may have caused are still unclear. The base command reports some areas were evacuated Thursday afternoon as a precaution. The investigation has been turned over to the Air Force Office of Special Investigation and is ongoing. The base in Prince George's County, Maryland, is the home base of Air Force One. Bill Alexander, Washington.
You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com. This is SRN News. A pro-life group wins a legal fight in Oregon.
The state requires employers to offer health insurance that includes coverage for abortion, something that Oregon Right to Life doesn't want to do. Now a three-judge panel of the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals has ruled in favor of the pro-lifers, finding that the law violates the group's religious freedom. Oregon Right to Life says, quote, "The attempt to force us to finance abortion, the precise human rights violation we're dedicated to opposing, is blatantly unconstitutional." Michael Harrington reporting.
Hollywood continues to push transgenderism and the LGBT agenda, despite evidence that most Americans are opposed to them. A new survey by the gay advocacy group GLAAD finds that across scripted primetime broadcast, cable, and streaming shows, there are 33 transgender characters and nearly 500 LGBT ones. ABC has the largest percentage of network LGBT series regulars. This is SRN News. The markets finished the week a bit lower.
Stocks wound up mixed on Wall Street. The S&P 500 edged up 0.1% Friday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 74 points. That's about 0.2%. The Nasdaq Composite fell 0.2%. Block sank 7.7%. The parent company of Square and Cash App reported results that fell shy of forecasts. Peloton jumped 14.2%. The exercise equipment maker turned in results that beat forecasts. Treasury yields held steady in the bond market. The yield on the 10-year Treasury was little changed at 4.8%. 09%. Seth Sutel, New York.
Denmark's government has announced a plan to ban social media access for anyone under 15. The Ministry of Digitalization has led the move, allowing some parents to consent for children as young as 13 after assessment. This step is among the most significant by a European country to address concerns about social media use among teens. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.